Joining us right now is Joe DeGeneva, legal analyst, former U.S. attorney to the District of Columbia. Joe, happy Cyber Monday. How are you?
You bet. Good morning.
Well, let's talk about this news that John Conyers said yesterday that he was going to step down from his post as the top Democrat on the Judiciary Committee. Is this the Democrats' way of ushering him out the door? Are we going to see him just slowly fade away?
Hard to tell. He's an old codger, been around for a long time. Nancy Pelosi described him as an icon. He's more like an irritant than an icon. But, you know, the bottom line is he has stepped down, quote, voluntarily as the ranking minority member of the House Judiciary Committee, which has jurisdiction over statutes involving sexual harassment. This is the beginning of a process. Who knows what's going to happen to him? The Democrats, as you know, can defend anything by anybody when it involves power. They care about power. That's all they care about. Their moral compass is gone. It's been gone for years. Just watching Nancy Pelosi yesterday on Meet the Press was like watching slow death. It was just an embarrassment.
I know. All of a sudden, she sounds like Antonin Scalia. She's like a constitutional lawyer for due process.
Yeah. Due process is the Democrats' answer to a scandal. They never, ever care about the substance. It's always about how you wiggle out of it. All you have to do is look at Clinton and impeachment. I mean, talk about people who have no moral compass, as James Comey used to say. They are it. They are it. The Democrats are an embarrassment. And listening to Al Franken issue his phony apology, who else would he go on with? NPR, National Public Radio. Boy, he went on with the toughest questioners he could find. National Public Radio.
Yeah, some government-subsidized broadcasting broadcast this apology.
Yeah.
Let me ask you about a sticky issue in Washington, D.C. that you, I'm sure, have clarity on. The Consumer Financial Protection Bureau, this morning as it opens, is expected to potentially have two acting directors, one appointed by the departing Richard Cordray, the other appointed by the President of the United States on Friday. How will this be resolved?
Well, just remember what this is about. Congress enacted this law as part of Dodd-Frank, the Democrats did, under Obama. It is an unconstitutional agency. It has no right to exist as it has been established. The D.C. Circuit has regularly suggested that it is an unconstitutional agency. This is a constitutional battle between the President of the United States, who under the Vacancies Act has appointed Mick Mulvaney, who has previously been confirmed by the United States Senate and is therefore eligible under the Vacancies Act to act as an acting director of any federal agency. And it's the president versus Richard Cordray, who appointed his chief of staff to be the acting director until a new director of CFPB is confirmed by the Senate. The president should win this battle. The D.C. Circuit, as you know, was packed by Obama with liberals, so he may lose or win an early round. Ultimately, the Supreme Court will support the president. But in the meantime, if a federal judge issues a temporary restraining order because of the suit filed by Leandra English, the current acting director under Richard Cordray's appointment, then that'll have to go to the D.C. Circuit. The bottom line is very simple here.
Right.
This is an unconstitutional agency. The president has the power of appointment. This is Marbury versus Madison all over again, the first case that established judicial review by the Supreme Court. So the president's going to win. Now, remember, this woman who claims to be the acting director is represented by her own lawyer. The president is represented by the Department of Justice. Mick Mulvaney will show up today at the CFPB, and I predict he will be with U.S. Marshals accompanying him. And if anyone gets in their way when he tries to get into that office, they're going to be arrested.
Yeah,
this is going to be a wonderful, dramatic moment. If Mulvaney is not accompanied by U.S. Marshals, shame on the president.
And it'll force the D.C. Circuit Court to have to deal with that question of constitutionality pretty quickly.
This is now it's an inescapable issue that they must confront.
And how long is all this going to take? How long does it take if it does have to go to the Supreme Court?
This can all be expedited. The phony acting director Leandra English sought a TRO yesterday from a federal D.C. court. That court must rule almost immediately, and then there's an immediate the department can immediately deal with that and seek to set it aside and appeal. The circuit will have to move quickly because this involves who has the right to run an agency. But to me, the fascinating part of this story is what happens when Mulvaney shows up. Are the doors locked? Does he get up to the floor where the office is? And is he accompanied by U.S. Marshals, which under the law he should be, because he is the president's appointee, and he has the right to have armed access to his office. This, to me, is the moment when he goes to that building. The court case is fascinating, but it's an easy call. The president wins. What's fascinating is what happens when he gets to the building.
Well, we could be minutes away from finding out the answer to that question because, you know, the working day is starting. Let me ask you about Mike Flynn, the former National Security Advisor to the President of the United States. He is in a situation now where he is separated from the Trump legal team entirely. The media make a lot of speculation on what that means. What do you believe it means?
I have no idea. I mean, if I were Mike Flynn, I'd be trying to make a deal, given his exposure both in Turkey, on his work for Turkey, and his work for the Russians, which was unreported. No FARA registration, no reports to the DOD people, which is required by law. I don't think Mike Flynn is a knowing criminal, and if I were his lawyers, I'd try to get a deal where he gets probation for any violations of law. I have no idea what types of conversation he and President-elect Trump had concerning Russia or anything else, but you know what? It doesn't matter. The president is clean as a whistle on this, and I really hope that Robert Mueller is not going to embarrass himself and this two-bit office of special counsel created unnecessarily by the Justice Department gets close to thinking about charging a president of the United States, because they'll be, I mean, it's just ludicrous. But I think Flynn is in some trouble. But he's not a criminal, and he shouldn't be treated that way. And if he wants to do a deal, good for him.
You know, it seems like Mueller keeps on pursuing a little prosecuted turn here, which is these Foreign Agent Registration Act crimes. And so far, we've seen it happen already with Paul Manafort, and it looks like Mike Flynn could be in for another one.
Oh, it also looks like Anthony Podesta could be in front of one as well. The Podesta firm, as you know, has closed. Podesta was deep in representing Ukrainian interests, which were the representations were potentially illegal. His firm has shut down. This isn't over, although I must tell you, the Foreign Agents Registration Act has never been enforced by the Justice Department to speak of, except in the most egregious cases. Whether or not these cases warrant that is really a political question, not a legal question. But Mueller's using what he has, and that's too bad, because that's what's wrong with special counsels.
All right, Joe DeGeneva, as always, thank you very much for clearing things up for us and giving us a preview of some potential drama this morning at the CFPB.
Just watch that front door.
We're going to be keeping our eyes on it. Thank you, sir.